Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, normally at this time of year, we're speaking to the Cambridge South Rotary Club about running car parks throughout the month of December. But of course, this is 2020. David Ellis is here from the Rotary Club. Good morning to you, David.
Morning, Julian.
You raise some incredible sums from this each year. I figure this is going to leave a pretty large hole, not just in the finances of the Rotary Club, but also the good causes you support.
Absolutely. All the money we raise gets distributed. And last year, I mean, it was £36,000. So that is a big hole, unfortunately.
So instead, I gather you're going to be doing a series of challenges. So I think we're probably going to have to go through just a few of these. And oh my goodness, there's quite a list. So Colin Brown, morning to you, Colin, if you're listening. 50 miles in 5 days. How is Colin planning to do this?
He set out a few local walks. I think he was hoping for a hostelry stop somewhere in between, but obviously tier two might make that difficult.
Well, no, it's fine. As long as he has a Scotch egg, everything will be good.
Exactly. Yes, now he set out various walks, I think one from Downham to Ely and a couple around Cambridge, etc. Remembering that Colin is not in his first flushes of youth, so this is a great effort on his part.
Somebody I know who is, how old would they be? I think they're sort of late 30s, early 40s, walked from Ely to Cambridge. Apparently it takes 5 hours.
Yeah, it's a good effort. But no, Colin's a fit man. I think he's got a couple of friends helping him, so he'll be out in various dates during December.
No, that's good. So what else have we got on this little list of yours here? I noticed that Alan and Pat Edwards are going to litter pick in the South Cambridge area every weekday for 2 hours until Christmas Eve. Now, they're clearly going to be sponsored for boredom, because South Cambridgeshire looks pretty tidy to me every time I go through.
Well, it's interesting because they started yesterday and they were very disappointed. Their local area around sort of towards the end of Stapleford was they'd picked a bag of rubbish in half an hour. They were really surprised. So it's a great effort. What they're doing also is part of the car parking thing is we're out there in all weathers in December. So they're replicating that. They're going to be out there come what may, rain or snow.
I'm not intrigued by Roger Webster's plans to undertake a virtual walk to the Emirates Stadium. That's the Arsenal ground in North London, which I know pretty well, because I always pass it on the train. I haven't been on the train for months, but I guess a lot of people from Cambridge will be supporting Arsenal from time to time. So a virtual walk. How is he going to achieve that?
Yeah, I think he's using his home equipment, I think, for that kind of virtual walk. But I did obviously try and persuade him that a walk to the Spurs Stadium would have been a much better thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, David, actually.
But we did have to agree to disagree on that one, unfortunately.
David, actually, I'm quite surprised by what Amber's decided to do. She's going to do 1,000 exercise burpees. Do you know how hard those are, Julian?
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she also, I mean, absolutely despises doing those.
Oh,
so that's
great.
A fantastic challenge for her. She's really taking it on. I don't know if you noticed Amanda's challenge. We've got a club member who's recently moved to China. Uh-huh. So she's going to walk around the Forbidden City in Beijing on Christmas morning.
Wow.
Which sounds impressive to me, but I have no idea how big the Forbidden City is. So it may not be as big a challenge as I imagine it to be.
What are you going to be doing yourself, David? I figure you're not going to be sitting at home just seeing how everybody else is doing.
Well, it's always tempting, obviously. But no, myself and my wife Louise have said that we would do 40 miles walking during December. And as we don't do a great deal of walking normally, then that's a reasonable challenge for us. So we'll be out there in the rain.
So how does this work then? Are people going to be sponsored individually, or is the idea to donate some money, if you like, collectively for the grand effort across the Cambridge South Rotary Club?
Yeah, it's a collective effort. So we've just got one Just Giving page,
right.
And everybody can donate to that. And there's a space on there where they can comment who they're supporting. So we will know which of the challenges they're particularly supporting.
Mm. And how much do you normally raise during the course? Because I remember sort of sitting and looking and thinking to myself, they're doing pretty well here. I wonder how much the councils make from their car parks.
That's right. Last year, we raised over 36,000, and I think the last 12 years, it's totaled up to well over 300,000 that we've raised. So
that is an incredible amount of money just by using what are almost, in some places in Cambridge, quite empty car parks.
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate that the university let us use two or three of their areas, which would be empty at weekends. Yeah. So it's a great use of facilities.
It really, really is. I've got to ask, though, David, why can't we do the car park thing this year?
It's a good question. We thought long and hard about it. The concern really was that it's a volunteer effort, and a lot of our volunteers are older, in the more sort of vulnerable categories, and we just didn't feel comfortable putting them at risk, really.
Absolutely.
So it was a tough decision.
I feel we almost need to do a call out for younger members to get
too,
involved in future
there?
Years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly something that we've got to sort of work on for future years to keep this thing going, definitely.
What sort of things do you get up to the rest of the year when you're not, either virtually walking to the Emirates Stadium or better in previous years, looking after car parks?
Yeah, in normal years, a couple of our major themes are we run a homeless football tournament, trying to engage with the homeless community in Cambridge. We run a memory cafe regularly once a month for those suffering dementia, those kind of community supporting activities.
No, it's a real shame that it's strange because I kind of regard the car parks as being almost like an essential part of the Cambridge Christmas, even though I live in the centre of the city and for obvious reasons never really use them. But I know that a lot of people do really appreciate the extra capacity and knowing that of course that their money is going to some very good causes. Who do you normally help out? Are there any particular people who the funding this year is going to go towards?
Yeah, this year we're targeting a number of local organisations. Most of this money does go to local good causes. So this year, Jimmy's Night Shelter, the Cambridge Salvation Army, Arthur Rank, Cambridge Food Bank and Campsite are our sort of our main supporters. But if we raise additional monies, then we can spread that to a wider group of local organisations.
And how do you, if people are listening, think, yeah, I'm going to miss that car park, I want to sponsor these people, how do they go about that?
Yeah, so if they can go to the Just Giving website, if they search under the Rotary Club of Cambridge South, they'll find us under the crowdfunding section.
Okay, well, good to hear from you this morning, David. Best of luck. And let's hope that everybody, long list that we've got here, so we can't mention everyone, but some rather interesting challenges, and take a look there on that website and we can hopefully get some sponsorship for you. David, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time. Bye.
That's David Ellis from the Rotary Club of Cambridge South, and that takes us now to 8:41.